We pray and meet to discuss what we're going to be doing for the year. And one of the things is just the lack of joy in the world right now, right? And just there's so much that's going wrong that it feels hard to celebrate what's going right at times, right? And God is such a beautiful artist, and I feel like we don't celebrate that enough in the church, the like art that God creates. So if you'll click for me, first question, what is art? Any definition you want to give? Vlad.
Form of expression.
Beautiful. Mom?
Anything that lightens your heart, brings joy to your heart.
Awesome.
That which brings
whatever
joy
you
to
think
the world.
It is.
Yeah. Whatever you think it is.
I'll know it when I see it.
Yeah.
I think some of it is, like, you just with expression, but, like, sharing. Like, there's a part of art that's, you're not just doing a thing, but it's often something that other people can see, sharing a story in some
format or other.
Awesome. I love it. Those are all really great definitions. Go ahead and click for me. So first off, as we talk about like God as an artist, what is your favorite sight in nature? Keyword here is sight. Mm. All I want is sight. Yes, Kelly.
So one of my favorite colors is the like neon lime green at the first sign of spring when the new growth starts coming out on the trees. That's one of my top tens, especially now.
Luke?
Ocean.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom?
Sunrise, because I rarely see it. So when I see it, it's a joy.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I do. This might be cheating, but the Grand Canyon.
I'm cheating now.
It's not like everyone can see a sunset. Like, not everyone can see the Grand Canyon.
It's not cheating. It's fine. Anything you like.
So, I'm not going to lie.
I thought it was fake. Like, that's not real life.
I like this time of year, especially in the morning. The sun is like, it just makes everything more vibrant for some reason. I don't know why. My neighborhood has just been gorgeous the past week.
Mama Nature is popping off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Blood?
No, I just went on vacation to Central America. And I got to hike up this volcano.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, literally, Paul was there, too. We hiked up, like, at 3 to, like, get to... I've never seen a sunset in my life like that.
Just
on top of a volcano, like, the middle of the volcano is just green water.
Ooh.
And it was, like, crystal...
that's beautiful.
Pictures.
Yeah.
I gotta get the picture from Paul. I'll send it in the group chat.
I gotta compare.
Like that.
When I was in Glacier, they have a really beautiful... it's called Iceberg Lake, but it's like a green color and it's clear and it's so gorgeous. Yeah.
But it was like boiling.
Oh, mine wasn't boiling. Mine was frozen. Like not frozen, but
it was
cold.
Weird.
I jumped in.
I've
was
never
cold.
Seen a sunset like that though. I just think that sunset was like it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. I mean the sun coming up.
Yeah.
Sunrise.
Yeah.
A whale reaching in front.
Oh yeah. Gorgeous.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
That's awesome. I mean just
And one thing we talk about are theologians talk about, not necessarily every... Yes, go
Kelly.
Ahead. Go ahead, Kelly. Sorry.
I'm going to say people.
People.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, yeah.
So,
I love that.
I think that it's nice that there's different variations of people.
Awesome.
That's great.
Cool. Anyone else? So, okay, one thing theologians talk about is that God wrote 2 books. You have the Bible and you have nature. Right? And they don't contradict one another. Sometimes there have been debates or whatnot, but God wrote both and they are intertwined. And often we focus in scripture, like on Sunday sermons, we focus on scripture, right? But like God also wrote the book of nature. All right. And I think that's a really important thing as we look at this, because we're going to look at both nature and scripture. Like, and it's still the work of God, right? So click for me. So one thing I think we know is God is a painter and a sculptor. Like he sculpts things. And he paints them. There were several of you who talked about either colors or a whale. God has to sculpt that to make that, you know? And so God is a painter and a sculptor, which is, I think, some of the first things we think of when we think of art, right? Most vivid imagery, I think, that comes to my mind, at least, is art. Like a picture, museum, that kind of stuff. But we often forget as well, click for me, what is your favorite sound in nature? Mine is a cat purring. I love the sound of a cat purring.
Yeah.
But what is your favorite sound in nature?
Mm,
The birds chirping?
Every morning. Mm.
Wind.
Yeah. Wind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
wow.
I'm with that one.
Wind.
I'm going to go with the brook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ocean's craft waves.
Waterfall. But a waterfall accompanied by, like, bird song.
You got a harmony going.
Hold on. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. Just say Disney. That's it.
I am nothing if not a Disney princess.
There you go. I love it.
I'd say it's back and forth between a heartbeat and the general sound bath of sitting by a stream.
Music.
Ooh, if you've never tried it before, get in your shower and cover your ears while the water is hitting you on the top of your head.
It's weird.
I have not tried that.
Why did you try that?
That's a fair question.
I'm in the shower.
I'm
over here
like,
because
she's like, great.
Usually,
I'm like,
I'm
not the only one.
Well, I do that every time
because
I'm rinsing my hair.
Yeah.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I love that.
Good
morning. Hi. Great. Beautiful. And so, when we talk about God as an artist, I think it's also important, you can click Winston, to remember that God is also a musician. And this is where I forget a lot, because I am not musically gifted in any way, shape, or form. And so I don't always find God in sound, right? Like, but he does speak through sound. He has so much that he created, like a child's laugh. Like, can anybody be mad when a child is laughing? Like, I mean, it's just like joy. Sometimes you can be annoyed because you're like, you should not have done that. But I mean, genuine anger is hard to come by, like, at least for me. Yeah, baby giggles, right? I just love that. All right, click for me. So I want you to think about, what is your most awe-inspiring moment in nature? So you shared very specifically, clawing up that sunrise. A lot of people you shared generally, but is there a moment where you were like, wow? Sarah?
Mount Washington?
Mm-hmm.
The tallest peak on the East Coast. We drove up it once,
mm-hmm.
and just that road is too narrow. But looking out and discovering that I was above a rainbow.
That would have been fantastic.
Seeing the valley just all below it.
Oh. And that was before everybody had their phone. You could take.
Yes, Vlad.
And not to sound, for me, not to sound corny, but like it really, because I was speechless and I was just in shock. Both my kids were born. But the thing is, I got to deliver them.
Oh.
I had it was like a package.
We had a midwife,
and it was like a one-on-one personal experience.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said you were delivering a package.
I was very confused. I was thinking of robots.
It was in the doctors in the facility, but like the doctors just were on standby.
Sure. Yeah, you
the
have midwife.
Midwives came in. They bought everything. I was there. We did the whole energy thing. I pulled
them
out.
So you were the first person
they
that
saw.
They ever
yes.
saw.
Yes. Yes.
They imprinted on you.
Yes.
No,
I'm serious.
That's the
idea. No, I'm
after
not serious.
9 months.
Like,
that's
I,
the idea.
I don't think. And I don't think that's corny, because that is beautiful. New life is beautiful. Like that's gorgeous, and it's. And also, like, it's one of those things that, like, also it takes the heart of a father to love that, because, like, it's not your child, it's messy and gross. Like, you know?
But, if it is your child, a lot of men don't have the stomach.
Yeah, right? That's true. But, like, my point being, like, it does show the heart of a father.
I got quick.
Right? Luke?
Oh, yeah. So, when I was young, like, about 7 years old, there was a really interesting moment I had where it was just really cold out, we were at recess. And, like, I don't know, like, I found this little crook in the not even a hill, just crook between the fence and the beginning of a hill. And I just kind of laid down and feeling the warmth from the sun and the air kind of, you know, breeze blowing over me. And it was a moment of, like, I want to say pure connection to God, I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Kelly?
The first time I saw like, I guess you would call it a harvest moon. It's like when the moon gets super big. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I was driving at night, and, like, me and my mom were driving at night, and my mom goes, Kelly, is the moon big? And we're like, and I'm like, I feel like I'm driving in it. And we chased it. We're like, wait, what's going on? And it was really, like, bright, like, light pinky orange color, like, like a sea salt.
Yeah, that's
really
gorgeous.
Pretty, and it was just like huge, and it was just like, this is like phenomenal. Like, is this
rocks
real?
Yeah. Mom?
I can't, we were driving up of the North Coast, and it was in the winter, and I think it was the redwoods, but it, on either side, it had been a huge snowstorm. And it's, you couldn't see the top of the trees at all, but they were all covered with snow, and all the road, I mean, it was the most snow I had ever seen in my life. And we were the only one on the road, probably the only idiots that were driving it because we were trying to get them. But and it was so hushed.
I was not there. She's talking about her childhood, by the way.
That was right. Pre-kids.
Yes.
A storm over the water.
Yeah, the power there. Yeah, beautiful. And so God is a creator, which I think that term is something we use a lot, that God is a creator. But also focusing on, like, it takes artistry to create. You can't create if you don't have any ideas in your head, right? Like, it's just impossible. Quick for me. So Genesis 1, 31 through 2, 1. Sarah, can you read that for us?
Oh, it's up there.
That's,
okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array.
Yes. So I love that because creation is good, right? Flat out, especially like before the fall, before there's sin in the world, creation is just good, right? It's very good. And like we should celebrate that. And you get a picture of a red panda because
so
I love
cute.
Red panda. They're so cute.
You know they're the original ones, right?
What?
It's not the black and white ones.
They're the original pandas?
They're the original pandas.
No, I did not. Look at that. You learn something new every day.
I mean, the black and white pandas are like, I think like a genetic mutation of some sort.
So they're inbred?
All right, we're not gonna, this is not about pandas.
That's another creation.
Yeah, all right. Quick. So creation is good. And today, last thing I was going to talk about. So, almost forgot. Sorry. As yesterday I was reading a liturgy for the marking of birthdays because it was my birthday, and so I read a liturgy about it. And now I fell in love with this liturgy. And now you'll probably get it on your birthday every year. There's more to it, but this is the part that stood out to me. So it says, "How marvelous that you, God, considered and created us, decreeing the very time and place that each of us should enter the world to live out our own part of your grand story. And so we celebrate today the first appearance of blank in the epic tale of redemption." And I love that line, the epic tale of redemption. And they're like, and Jesus always taught in parables. Like that was his favorite way to teach. And this is longer, but you'll probably see it at your birthday because I really love this. Like, I just like, this is a beautiful prayer.
Mail, huh?
Yeah, right? Like, here you go. One for you.
And I like the idea of just reading it and your name
yes.
I am a part. Yes, yeah,
the epic tale of redemption. Beautiful. So one of the things that I don't know, like that, well, I think of more, but I don't think I've ever really heard a sermon on. But this is just my preference as a person. Is God is a storyteller as well. So art is also story, right? And this is where I relate. Like Sarah is very, very creative visually. Like, if you haven't looked at the kids' men room, like she is great at that. She's like, oh, I have this idea. And I'm like, I never, ever would have thought about that in a million years. But, and this is where when it comes to art, this is my preference. God is a storyteller. He tells this beautiful story. And in fact, my mom and I we've been watching The Middle. And, oh Lord, please be with whoever that ambulance is going to see.
Amen.
Amen. We're watching The Middle. And if you haven't seen The Middle, their youngest son, all he wants to do is read. All it says. And then one day, there's this episode where he comes up to his mom and he said, "You didn't tell me church was based on a book." And she's like, "Well, it's only the national bestseller for like ever." And so he reads the Bible, right? And then he's not sure he believes it, right? But he sits down and he reads it. And his sister, who is very big, like, you know, God is awesome, is like, "What do you mean you don't believe it? You have to believe it. What's wrong with it?" Right? And it's all this. But the very last line that I just love is, like, they're, like, kind of, like, because Brick asks his sister, do you really believe all of that? And she's like, yes. And he's like, huh, I don't know, but it sure is a good story. And I just love that, right? Like, because it is. So God is a storyteller. So I think it's important to recognize that all of the forms of art that we enjoy, God also enjoys and tells. And I think that's beautiful. Go ahead and click. So we're going to look at God is an artist, my bad. God is an artist, which is the theme of this month and the theme specifically of today. So we're going to look at Psalm 104, and this is known as the Psalm of Creation. So I'm going to ask, we'll start over here. Kelly, will you read, can we just do like 5 verses each?
Okay.
We're going to start over here. We'll do 5 verses each until we get to the end, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then Winston, you'll go after Jenna, and then my mom. That way we have a... I don't know how long it'll go, but... Go ahead, Kelly.
Praise the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. The Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. He set the earth on its foundations. It can never be moved.
You covered it with the watery depths as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. But at your rebuke, the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took to flight. They flowed over the mountains. They went down into the valleys, to the place you assigned for them. You set a boundary they cannot cross. Never again will they cover the earth. He makes springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains.
They give water to all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench the thirst. The birds of the sky nest by the waters. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The land is satisfied by the fruit of his work. He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for people to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth. Wine that gladdens human hearts, oil to make their face shine, their faces shine, and bread that sustains their hearts.
The trees of the Lord are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. There the birds make their nests, the stork has its home in the junipers. The high mountains belong to the wild goats, the crags are a refuge for the hyrax. He made the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows when to go down. You bring darkness, it becomes night, and all the beasts of the forest prowl.
The lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises, and they steal away. They return and lie down in their dens. Then people go out to their work and their labor until evening. And how many are your works, Lord? In wisdom, you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things, both large and small.
There the ships go to and fro, and a Leviathan, which you formed, to frolic there.
That's crazy.
All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. And may my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. But many sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I love this psalm because it talks about provision and like how creation God created things and provides for all of the things he created, right? No matter what you are. And I just think the psalm is very powerful, but I want to give about 3 minutes to just reread it yourself. And what stands out, what speaks to you the most in this moment? I know probably could spend longer with this, but just for the sake of time, we're going to come back together. I encourage you to keep reading it on your own. And Sarah sent out to the chat the musical version, if you are more musically inclined. So, what stands out to you, Sarah?
The first thing that stood out to me, which I have not actually had it, I kind of want to dig deeper into it. I don't have any observation of it. Is just that verse 2 says that God covers himself with light as with a garment.
Yeah.
And then verse 6 says that God covered the earth with the deep as with a garment.
Hmm.
I don't know, is that interesting?
Yeah. Sometimes it's just interesting, and you know, we'll, yeah, you can dig more in later. Yeah. But yeah, just stand out. That's great. Jenna?
Verse 24 stuck out to me. How many are your works, Lord, and wisdom made them all, the earth is full of your creatures? Because there are some creatures, including other humans, that I really don't like.
Yeah.
And I wonder why
you
they...
You don't have to like them, but you gotta love them.
Yeah, I wonder why some of them exist. Mm. But I realize that God put them here for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Vlad, and then Anna. Go ahead, bud.
All right.
Okay. Verse 5 was something that really stuck out. It's like, we set the earth on its foundations, it can never be moved.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what any of the rest of this is,
isn't that the one that got Galileo?
Oh, it might have been. I don't know if that's the specific verse, but it might have been.
Yeah.
Again, that's why it's important we study both nature and scripture. They are both written by God.
The science of the time actually backed up the Bible, and not because the Bible is true, but because the scientific model actually made more sense,
mm-hmm,
for an Earth-centric universe than the math that they had behind a heliocentric universe at the,
mm-hmm,
time.
Yes.
Like,
we
something I learned in science class in college.
I actually had... Nope, that's a tangent. Never mind. Vlad!
Sidebar,
nope. Okay, Vlad.
No, just my imagination taking over verse 27 through 30, though, because it's, like, really deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all creatures, not just a creature, like all creatures, everything. Like, look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like total control, total organization. It's just total perfection.
Yes.
And then it gets crazier. It's like they are satisfied with good things, but basically, and then it says when you hide your face, they are terrified.
Mm-hmm.
And these are creatures we're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's just pretty.
I just looked at Bo last night.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's just pretty cool.
I agree. I love
the Leviathan thing and everything is just awesome.
Yes. Before we go to Luke real quick, I want to comment. Like, I love that verse too, and I love the phrase at the proper time.
Yeah.
So what one of the things I love about the Greek language that we don't have is that Greek has two words for time. There's logical time, and then there's the proper time, the fulfillment of time, and it's more of a moment, right? So chronos is the word everybody knows because that's like how we measure time. But the proper time, I don't think Hebrew has the exact same, like the double there, but like it talks about the other time, and you'll have to forgive me because I want to say it's kairos, but kairos is beautiful and I can't remember the Greek word off the top of my head for the fulfillment of time. But there's another word in Greek that just means the proper time, the time when things are all supposed to come together.
When the worker arrives.
Yeah. But like, so I love that because sometimes, you know, we're like, I need food now, like, you know, or I need this now, right? And God's like, no, it all comes at the proper time. And it's just, I just think that's gorgeous. Go ahead.
Actually, just kind of coupling with what Vlad said, verse 15, it talks about wine that gladdens the human heart, bread that sustains the heart, oil that makes the face shine. But all these things that we normally think of as man-made goods, like bread, oil, and wine, like, but it basically attributes even though to God, and nature, and like, and not just that he made them, but that they're specifically for gladdening the human heart, making the face shine, sustaining their heart. But basically, there's care and. Yeah.
Yes.
God wants us to eat carbs.
Amen. and to be joyful.
Not processed.
And to be joyful about it.
And keep our skin hydrated.
Yeah. Yes.
Dizzy.
Yeah.
Stop playing me.
But the thing that. The whole entire thing. Have you anybody ever watched like a time lapse of like a flower bloom or like a sunrise or like rain falling and things like it just seemed like a big old time lapse to me when I was reading it. I was like, oh, this is so cool.
I was like, I want to do like a YouTube video, just one of those like nature documentary type thing.
Yeah,
somebody just reading that.
Yeah, it's like a Planet Earth documentary.
That's a sunrise. That's how it played out in my head. But the thing that stood out to me is that he makes winds his messengers and flames of fire his servants. It's just strong, like, because, like, you know, I can't remember. Somebody was telling me a story one recently, and they were like, oh, yeah, the wind carried the conversation to me. Like, even though I wasn't, like, nearby, the wind carried the conversation. And, like, I don't know. I mean, like, just listening to the wind also just, like, it's calming. But fire is just, like, so scary. Like, I don't know how firefighters do their job.
Unless you do have that little snack, crackle, popple. I like that little. Like, you just
I mean, also, I appreciate fire. The grill was great yesterday.
I love cooked meat.
But also, like, ever try to put out a wildfire?
No, that's
crazy.
Like the time that I lit my lawn on fire.
Like, how
did
you?
I lit my lawn on fire.
How did you do that?
Ago. It was windy, but it was warm for the first time in, like, forever. So I was like, I think that a little hot dog would cure my depression. So I put the little fire in the
fire pit.
Yeah, in the fire pit, and I was like watching and waiting, and then a little spark jumped out and hit the grass, and the grass was dry because it hadn't rained in 3 weeks, and it went, and I went, and I dumped a bucket on it, but it kept going, and I put the hose on it, and it kept going, and I put the fire extinguisher on it, and it kept going, and then the fire department came.
Oh my god. Flames.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh my God.
Is beautiful and gives us so much, but it needs to be respected and handled with care.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have two comments about the fire. What amazed me one time when I was at a fire of wildfire, the noise.
Mm.
It is out, and it is so loud, and it is over. So yeah, when you got get your attention.
Yeah.
But then the same thing, everybody kind of what everybody else is talking about. I noticed the things I circled, but I love that, and I'm going to read it backwards. They are satisfied with good things when you open your hand.
Oh yeah.
Because the satisfied to me is a huge
good thing.
We are good things, but. For us to truly be satisfied, takes a lot that we don't recognize today.
And that is a great. Okay, go ahead, Kelly, and then we're gonna go back to that because that's a great segue for my next point. All right, that's a great segue for my next point. Go back to the very first verse, please, Winston. So you'll notice it starts with "Praise the Lord, my soul. The Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty." And then go to the end for me. And it ends with, "I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to God as I rejoice in the Lord. But may sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord." Because the only proper response to creation, right, is worship. If you want to be satisfied with good things, it's through worship. The response to God's creation is worship. Because when you worship and you express gratitude, that's how you get satisfied. Like, when you sit there and go, oh, I want this, or I wish I had that, you will never be satisfied. Does not matter what you get, right? But, like, when you sit there and go, like, God, I am just so grateful it didn't rain yesterday. Or I am so grateful, you know, for, like, these little things. Like, that's what fills you with satisfaction. So when we talk about God's creation, it is worship, right? And I think about, when it comes to this, and people talk about, oh, you know, you don't think about it. Like, how little, like, it takes just to give God thanks, you know? And here's a great example that happened this morning. My mother and I were sitting on the couch having coffee, getting ready to pray as we do every morning. And my mom was like, you know, Winston told me as he left last night, like, how much he has, how he has, he always appreciates how, like, what we do with this house and how nice it looks and, like, you guys decorate it so well, right? And let me tell you, my mom is still riding that high. Like, it took very little. The conversation was probably, that, you know, phrase Winston said, probably less than 30 seconds, right? But it brought my mom so much joy. And think about that for God. Like, when you go, like, God, thank you for this flower. Like, it takes you 20 seconds, right? But it still fills God with joy. Because, why? Because it means you noticed and you remembered who he is. That's what, I mean, and I know, not to put my mother on the spot, which I already did a little bit, but, like, yeah. For her, the biggest thing is you noticed.
Yeah.
Right? You noticed what I did. And, like, God likes that, too. He wants you to be awake and alive and noticing. Do you notice what I'm doing for you every day? Do you see the flowers and the bird song, and are you saying thank you? Because I did all of that. Luke.
Just saying, like, with the decorating of house or other things, like, there's so much unseen effort that it might be only a moment of, you know, noticing or whatever, but there's so much effort that goes into seeing or experiencing that. And I'm thinking of, like, go from beginning of creation, you know, from, like, atomic particles joining and going from a chemical level to biological and, you know, internal, mental, spiritual, and so much work, you know, to get to just that flower, just that.
And that flower that is what it is right now, but will not be the same flower that you see tomorrow.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it is
yeah.
constantly, you know, evolution
yeah.
is
yeah.
the right
exactly.
word.
Exactly.
And so, like, in sum today, so I know I promised hands-on activities. Those are going to come next week because I really felt like we needed to start first with the theological basis of creation as worship, right? And create, like, we are created in God's image. Therefore, he is a creator, and we are creators. We are artists and all of that. And but first, we got to talk about just worship, noticing God and thanking him. So click for me. I have three questions for you to think about this week. So I know the paper's not very full. But Kelly, will you take a screenshot and just send it to the chat? Thank you. So, discussion point. How often do you notice creation and praise the Lord? Really think about that. How often are you present? And it can be this, you are fine. It can be the sound of wind, you know? It can be the sunrise. But how often are you noticing creation and praising God for it? Where can you more intentionally notice God's artistry in your life? Whether it's a story he's telling, right? Sometimes I look back on my life and I'm like, oh, God's a masterful storyteller, right? Like, I don't notice things as they're happening, you know, a good story. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of like the smoking gun. If you show a gun in the first scene, it better be used by the third scene, right? And, like, God does that and you don't notice it at first because it's never, like, a nice, easy gun, right? Like, but it'll be something he plants in your life. And then it'll be, you know, 5 years later and you're like, oh, did you see that? Like, did you see how God connected all that? Sometimes, yeah. sometimes it's storytelling. Sometimes it's, you know, just the beauty around you. I will tell you, nobody notices flowers like my mom. Like my mom, did you see that? Did you see that? Oh, it's so beautiful. Did you see that? And I love that, right? Because it's this reminder. Look at God's artistry every morning, right? Every day. And then lastly, what might God be saying to you through his creation? And I think it's important, like, God wrote both books, the Bible and nature. And, like, he speaks to us through that. And sometimes, if you were raised in churches like I was and stuff, we have so much, like I was, like, you have so much focus on the word of God. And the word of God is beautiful, and I don't mean to take that away. But God speaks to us through other things, right? He speaks to us through his creation. Mm-hmm. And that is holy and good as well. And, like, it should inspire you, and it should inspire you to worship. And so those are the things I want you to think about throughout this week, because God is an artist, and he wants us to take joy in his art, right? And then here, this beautiful picture, this is from Glacier, I just had to put in. I love nature, I spend a lot of time in nature, but that mountain peak, there's me. I didn't put me in this picture, I have a lot of pictures of without it, but this was the proof that I actually did hike this. Yeah, like, I as a 17
girl,
plus.
What? That's crazy.
I thought that was a...
No, that's me, that's a 17
image.
Plus mile hike.
Where is that?
Glacier National Park in Montana.
That's incredible.
Yes.
You're incredible.
Yeah, it was huge. And I was like, but like,
what?
God is so big and vast. And when you start going out and exploring, you'll really see it.
Well, you think about how high you hike and look at how much, you know.
Yeah, right?
You talk about that.
Yes.
Was there a drone involved?
How did you
No, someone else is on a different rock. I did not hike it alone. Don't do that. I was like, that would have been bad.
How did you get down?
I walked.
And rolled.
those hikes are crazy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But God is good.
I would have an
anxiety. Shit, me and Paul was like, and then we worked out. So.
Yeah.
You're great.
I will tell you, the only time that I've ever actually had anxiety from a height was in Peru when I climbed the mountain by Machu Picchu.
I was about to say Machu Picchu.
Because I got up to the top of that mountain, and the rocks are not stable, and, like, I had just hurt my knee, like, 3 weeks before, so I wasn't stable, so, like, I stood up, and everything was shaking, and I was like, I'm gonna sit down now.
My cousin, well, he's a muck, but his father's from Peru, and they have a desert that the sand is rainbows. It's like,
yes!
Mm-hmm.
That's gorgeous.
And, like,
what?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's no, it's like rainbow. It's like
mm-hmm.
colors.
It's
like it's
really
natural
pretty.
Colors.
Speaking of God's creation, Peru, gorgeous.
They have mountains that are natural colors too. Like,
oh,
they just,
wow.
It's like a rainbow.
Went to Peru, and like I said, I love nature. I've done a lot of nature stuff. I've been to the Amazon. Like, that's my joy. We can talk later.
Samuel
Darshan?
No.
What is
that? I gotta look at that.
Samuel's like, I love nature. We're here, show the nature. And Darshan's like, and I am Darshan.
Anyway, as we close today, we're going to close because when I was working on this sermon and finishing up, what all of this reminds me of is the song, How Great Thou Art. Like,
oh, yeah.
When I, you know, like that first verse of How Great Thou Art. And you think... Sorry. Well, this video will not. I promise you that.
That's a creation as well.
Is. But, yes, Luke?
I was just, me and Anna were actually talking about the comic before you got it.
Yeah, okay, so yes, it's just, that's all I could think about. And so today we have communion, but we're going to do it a little bit differently. I'm going to play the song, How Great, well, not me, the people are going to play the song, sing the song, How Great Thou Art. And, throughout the song, it's a little over 3 minutes, I think, when you feel, like, led and blessed and ready, I want you just to reflect on God's creation, thank him for it, and then come up and get communion. And if there's anything you want to pray about, I'll hold it up here. If there's anything you want to pray about, let me know. We can pray. But I'm going to, I'm just going to have communion up here, so you just come up when you're ready. Winston, if you'll play the song, How Great Thou Art. This is by Home Free, because I know people will ask. On the night the Lord was betrayed, he took the bread and broke it and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Take and eat." And then he took the cup and he said, "This is my blood shed for you. Take and drink." Let us always remember the goodness and the glory of God and how great he is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We will now take prayer requests. Winston, if you will type them up.
Well, if anything is a testament to how powerful.